Is the ultimate goal of an older man to get so set in his life that there's nothing consequential a woman can add to his lifestyle except herself? By Dr. Lucas Bly. Yes. I saw this particular quote. It's a tweet, and I'll throw it in the descriptor. And it got me to thinking. When I was younger, back in my 20s, and even through my 30s and into my very early 40s, I always thought that I needed or even wanted a woman to be able to somehow contribute to my lifestyle. I wanted her to be able to bring something to the relationship. Something that I either needed or wanted. Something that I was lacking. Let me tell you right now. That way leads to disappointment and potentially to misery. Women are a complement to your life, as Rollo is fond of saying. And I agree. You need to have a life, though, and your life itself can't be about her. I don't mean that you can't have women in your life and that if you do, the only thing that they will be able to offer is sex. You can and you will, if you put yourself out there, find women who have more to offer than just sex. But you need to have a life first. A life that, regardless if she is in it or not, you are good. You are good with your life and where and how it is going. She has nothing to do with that. Sometimes the most consequential thing a woman can bring to a man's life is nothing more than herself. This isn't pedestalization. This is simply man and woman dynamics at play. It doesn't make her a princess or a special snowflake, but when she is in your life, for however long she is in your life, she adds to it. There is more being brought in than if she wasn't there. But at the same time, you are good without her being there. Part of my lifestyle is that I have my finances in order. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm completely debt-free, because I'm not. But it does mean that whether there is a woman or more than one woman in my life, my finances will not suffer. I do not rely on her to pay any of my bills. I do not need her as a roommate to contribute to my mortgage. If I'm involved with women, my debts aren't hers, and vice versa. She gets to figure out how she is going to get herself out of the hole she has dug for herself. Her debts are not my problem. My life is in order, so whether women show up, leave, stick around, flake, ghost, or do anything else, I'm good. They can be in my company and we'll have a great time for as long as that lasts. Or she can go and do something else with somebody else. Either way, I'm good. Getting set in life doesn't mean that you've become crystallized and are an immovable block of granite with no room to grow and to change or to enjoy things with a woman or to enjoy her herself. It doesn't mean that you don't feel anything either. It just means that you have most, if not all, of your affairs in order, and that no matter what happens, no matter who comes into your life, and no matter who leaves your life, you will ultimately be okay. Living this way is not only reassuring to me, which is the most important reason for doing it, but it also takes pressure off of her as well. You don't need her for anything. So you don't have an air of desperation about you. There are no covert contracts going on. In many ways, you can literally just be yourself. I've played house twice so far in my life. The first time was my marriage, which lasted for a total of 7 years. And the second time was a long-term live-in girlfriend, which lasted for about 4 years. Both times, I had the basic finances covered. The house and the mortgage are both in my name and my name alone. I make enough money to pay that and all of my utilities, plus a few luxury expenditures, as well as leaving enough behind to save up for a rainy day. Anything monetarily that a woman brings to me as far as our relationships goes is gravy. I'm willing to let her spend her money on me, but I don't need her to, and I've never become dependent on a woman for that. I figured that one out for myself back in my mid-30s, so it's been over a decade that I've been living with that blueprint. It has not steered me wrong. I've had a bunch of casual and short-term relationships, as well as the two longest relationships of my life, under the same roof. And when all of those relationships ended for one reason or another, I've come out fine in the end. When I love women, I love them hard. I go all in. I don't hold anything back. I guess that is the romantic in me, or the somewhat artistic side of me coming out. That doesn't mean that I lose my mind and start doing stupid shit. But that also doesn't mean that I need them, or that I'm going to do something as foolish as take on their debt, or sign up for more debt with them. Loving them hard and my fiscal decisions about my own life have nothing to do with each other. They are two completely separate categories, and as far as I'm concerned, they're mutually exclusive. I can love deeply, feel things profoundly, and I can also say that my life is in order enough and intact enough that if and or when she leaves, I'll be just fine. So, to answer that question that was asked, is the ultimate goal of an older man to get so set in his life that there's nothing consequential a woman can add to his lifestyle except herself? The answer is yes. There is ideally nothing consequential that a woman can bring to my lifestyle except herself. And honestly, that's enough for me. That's why I happen to like women and I keep going after them. It's more than enough. Thanks for taking the time to watch this. If you haven't already, hit the like button. It sends tingles to YouTube's vagina and it boosts the signal further. Go ahead and comment on this. That also boosts the signal and gets it further out there. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and share this with someone that you think would benefit from it. I'll see you all again next time.